Well, it's the Defense Sub sponsored World Wrestling Resource conference call. We got Terry Brands, Dennis Hall. Today we're going to talk about what coaches are looking for when they're recruiting. Terry, do you want to cover what you're looking for at the University of Iowa when you guys are looking at recruits?
First of all, I think it's different with certain coaches in the program that you're a part of. I guess the philosophical statement for the program is going to determine a lot of that. From our perspective, we're looking for work ethic. We're looking for good students. We're looking for guys that are aspiring to be world and Olympic champions after they get done with college. And so, you know, obviously you're looking for that freestyle and that Greco-Roman background. You're looking for, you know, being able to contend for state championships. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be you know, a two or a three or a four-time state champion, but what it means is that they're competitive and that they're working hard and that they're there's no quit to them. There's no putting your head down on the mat and letting the guy run around you to them. It's always a fight. If they get beat, the guy's going to have to go through heck to get the victory over them and that type of thing. And really, a lot of times what you see is the late bloomers maybe sometimes become, the better collegiate wrestler. And, you know, if you take a look at what happened this year, we had a four-time state champion in Iowa, lost about a month before the state championship, first loss he had, and he was wrestling so tight for maybe a year and a half that he wasn't really representing himself, and as soon as he lost, he was had the attitude of, what the heck, man, I just got to go out and wrestle and do what I'm capable of doing. And he, you know, he cruised his way through the state tournament and smashed some people and wrestled the way that he was his freshman and sophomore year. So you want to make sure that they can handle pressure, and you want to make sure that they understand that we want people that are offensive. We want people that can counter leg attacks and counter upper body stuff, but also can counter offense off of those type of things. So as Randy Lewis would say, you're scoring even if a guy's in on your leg, or if a guy's got double unders on you, you're looking to score.
Yeah. Well, that definitely covers a lot of the skill sets. You know, how about when you're talking about, you know, off the mat character and traits of decisions socially, how much do you do background checks on some of these kids in terms of the coaches?
When we start looking at a kid, and you know, we get serious about it, and one of the things that, you know, I do is I go to, you know, the lunch lady or the secretary at the front of the office, and I just kind of ask some questions about the mannerisms of the student athlete and see how they treat the people. Are they well known? Are they well liked? You know, that type of thing. And you know, your better recruits, they instantly light up and love to talk about them. And they have a lot of a good things to say, and even to the point of being shy. You know, one of the kids we recruited this year, I was asking the high school people about him, and they said, well, he's real quiet. He kind of keeps to himself. But he's very respectful, you know, that kind of thing. That goes a long ways. And also, you know, random people in the hallway, hey, do you know so-and-so? And, you know, especially the opposite sex. And, you know, yeah, I know him. And then you say, well, what do you think? And, you know, well, he's a jerk. He's conceited. And you kind of, you get an inside snapshot or an inside picture of, you know, some of the character traits or personality traits that he might have. Or if that, you know, that girl said, yeah, he's really funny, or he's you know, he's social or whatever, you know, you get a good feel for you know, how they are character wise. Also, you look at what they're involved in outside of wrestling, what their volunteer, how much time they spend volunteering with youth groups, you know, even things as silly as some people would say a chess club, things of that nature, where, you know, they're doing the extracurriculars, but they're not distracted by them or overwhelmed by them type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have a yeah, if you have a recruit that he's doing this and he's doing that and he's got all these other things that he's doing, and you know, he's maybe a part-time wrestler where maybe he's a three-month out-of-the-year wrestler, then those are red flags too for us, because Division I wrestling is really a demanding sport and something that you have to be ready for, and it's really a 12-month system, even though you're not necessarily on the mat for 12 months. You have to be vested into what our program is after 12 months a year. That doesn't mean there's not going to be downtime, but it means that you're always working on your wrestling, even when you're maybe in your first phase after the NCAA tournament. You're still vested into what you're looking to accomplish, and then what you have to do to get better, that type of thing. For example, Tony Ramos, how's he evaluating last year? How's he going forward with those type of things? And you can learn a lot about that from screening the recruits, talking to the parents. If you're in a meeting with the parents and the kid and the parents interrupting and answering all the questions, that's a red flag. You know, you want the kid to be independent, and you want the kid to look at you. I was recruiting a kid this year. He looked at me one time in a 2.5-hour home visit, and that was a red flag right away. And the mom and dad were answering all the questions. And, you know, I'm looking right at the kid asking him questions, and they're interrupting him to get the answer in. You know, that was a red flag, something that we had to move on from, for example.
Yeah, that's a good point. As you go on to college, these young men have to turn into leaders, and you want them wrestling for their own goals. Sometimes you see the parents kind of putting their own dreams into these kids, and sometimes you can read
along,
that a little bit.
And along with that, you know, there's guys that are late bloomers, and there's guys out there and young men that are maybe, you know, a little bit sheltered, that, you know, and we try to do a good job of understanding that too, and then thinking that when they get away from home, you know, this guy's going to rocket to the top kind of thing. And, you know, you look for, you know, you just look for the things, the morals and the integrity that go along with being a righteous person, not a self-righteous person, but a righteous person. So it's hard for me to sit here and tell the audience, you know, exactly how it is, but that's kind of a picture into what we do. And, you know, it's a process that can run from, you know, July 1 after his junior year all the way through November. And if they go late, it'll run from July 1 to April. And prior to that, there's very little contact because of the NCAA rules. There's emails and things of that nature, but there's no communication via phone or in person or anything like that. So it makes it hard, you know, when you only have from a July to a November time frame to try to get these guys to trust and believe in what you're about.
Yeah, and they need to come in knowing that they'd be the right fit for the University of Iowa. So you guys are kind of a bigger school. You know, here we are at University of Dubuque. I'm at a smaller school. So we want kids that are right fit if they like a small school or a big school. And we need to have their major as well as you, but yeah, it's good for the recruits and parents to know that coaches are looking at character traits, not just skill traits. Sometimes when I'm looking at the mat, and I'm sure you're looking at how he's competing, if he's wrestling on the edge, wrestling through third periods and fighting, like you said, but you also look at what their body language is like in the match. How do they handle wins? You know, how do they handle losses? I talked to my recruits about being coachable, that's being driven. That means if a wrestler came out of the match and something wasn't working, is he willing to work with the coach because he wanted to still get better, whether he won or lost? You kind of, when you're looking, you're not just looking at the skill sets of that wrestler in the match, are you? You're kind of looking at some body language things, trying to see what his mind is like and how he's working out there.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying earlier about, you know, how does he handle, you know, even if he's not a 4 or 3 or a 2-time state champion or even a 1-time state champion, you know, how is he handling? Is he letting a guy run around him? Is he putting his head down? Is he giving up? You know, those are the things that I was talking about earlier. And you know, those things are hard to change. That attitude is critical in development. And, what their opinion of themselves is, and like you said, are they willing to be coached? Well, if they have a sour attitude and they're just letting a guy drub on them and they don't have the self-respect to themselves that's necessary for a fighter and an athlete that's aspiring to be, you know, the best in the world, let alone the NCAA or the state, you know, then it's going to be difficult to get along in a in an environment where, you know, like I said, we're in a year-round system here.
Yeah. Well, that brings up a good point. I mean, wrestlers are having to transition from a system a lot of times in high school. They've been in a while now into college with a new coach, maybe even a lot of times a new system, new program. Dennis, you talk about athletes transitioning even from college into the Olympic Training Center. You've worked with a lot of Olympic athletes. A lot of times in America, we've got athletes transitioning with different coaches and having to work with different coaches and different systems. What do you look for, Dennis, in athletes as you're recruiting?
You know, when I was coaching up at Northern Michigan, I looked at number one grades. You know, if the grades aren't there, kids can't get into school. You know, the academics were pretty important because that tells you kind of right off the bat if they got a good work ethic. You know, I think grades are huge when it comes to college age kids. You know, the other thing that I looked at was, you know, I talked to the family members. Talked to as many people as I could. You know, I talked to people in the state. If I knew where the kid was from and I knew some people in the state, I'd ask the people that I knew, you know, what type of character he was. You know, what did they see when they watched him compete? You know, all the things that you guys talked about earlier I think are very important. And, you know, the thing that I look for the most is the fight, the mentality of when they're on the mat. You know, you can teach all the technique in the world, but if a kid doesn't have the heart in the fight, that's pretty hard to coach in there, kid. Not saying you can't. I believe you can. But, you know, the fight for me is a big thing when you're dealing with a combative sport. You know, you can't have a guy that's afraid of creating a fight and, you know, just getting after another guy. So, those are the things that I looked at quite a bit. You know, having coached Ben Provisor, you know, with him, I coached him all the way since he was a kid in my youth wrestling club. And then I coached him his senior year in high school. And, you know, when I took over when he was a senior in high school, you know, he had to learn how to train harder on a daily basis. And I really stressed that with him. You know, he was a heck of an athlete, just had a ton of potential and skills. But the day-to-day operation of the way he trained, you know, we worked on that. And to me, it's a day-to-day work ethic that's going to get you to wherever you want to go in wrestling or in life. Doesn't matter, either place. But you know, we worked on that his senior year, and then after his senior year, I took the job up at Northern Michigan. He came up to Northern Michigan, and I coached him there for a year, and it was a continual progress. You know, there were days where I could see he was, in my eyes, slacking or taking a day easy, grabbing an easy partner, and that, you know, that's the thing you got to ask coaches. Does he grab the toughest guy in the room all the time? You know, and my mindset is you got to grab the guy that's going to push you the hardest in the wrestling room. So those are questions you can ask the coach, too, when you're recruiting a guy. You know, and not saying you have to grab the toughest guy in the room, you know, 5 days a week, but you should have him at least 4 days a week. You know, and that's one thing that I had to get through. That's one thing I had to get through to Ben is, you know what, you know, you grab the toughest guy in the room, and that's going to challenge you every single day. You know, you shouldn't be going with guys you know you can beat on for, you know, 3 or 4 days a week. You know, and that's something that I think coaches may overlook when they're recruiting kids, you know,
right.
Is to talk to their coaches and ask about those things.
Yeah, maybe Coach Cable saw that in the brand, because you bring guys like that in a room, it increases intensity for everybody.
Exactly.
We got Dennis. You said you're doing a camp in Kentucky this weekend. Just kind of updating everybody. Terry, you've got six guys going to junior feelers. They'll qualify for the world championships if they win that. You want to talk about your six wrestlers you have going to junior feelers that you're training?
It's just a 20 and under age group freestyle Greco-Roman trials. It's basically the same format as the Olympic trials. It's in Colorado Springs on May 26th, and the winner goes, and they wrestle to a 2 out of 3, and then whoever wins a 2 out of 3 is going to Taiwan in September, early September.
Okay.
So, you know, it's like I said, it's something that we look for in our recruits, and now we're manifesting that.
Yep. You're definitely training your guys freestyle Greco, freestyle, at least at Iowa, year-round, and Dennis Greco, so practicing what you're preaching. The Northern Plains Regionals this weekend in Waterloo, be up there, but this year it's not a qualifier for the trials, but great opportunity for guys to get matches. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Defense Soap, for sponsoring this call, and thank you, Dennis and Terry, for being on the call tonight. And anything else, Dennis or Terry, you want to add?
I don't. I'm good. I appreciate Defense Soap again and you guys and everything that's going on here for the sport of wrestling. So thank you.
Thank you.